Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking E. coli research. We're back on that for you today in just a moment.
The buzz of cicadas fills the air. Heat waves shimmer off the hay fields. And you know it's time to bale hay. You need a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time, giving you years of trouble-free service. That hay trailer is the legendary Red Rhino by GoBob Pipe and Steel. GoBob offers the Red Rhino in both bumper pole and gooseneck versions. Red Rhino hay trailers can handle from 5 bales up to 14 bales in both inline and double-wide models. Red Rhino is only available from GoBob Pipe and Steel or authorized GoBob dealers. Red Rhino, known to be the heaviest hay trailers made. Red Rhino, known to have the highest resale value. Red Rhino, the best hay trailers built, period. Don't go through this hay season without a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time. Don't go through this hay season without a Red Rhino. Only available at GoBob Pipe and Steel. See all the Red Rhino hay trailers and video demonstration now at GoBob.com. Act now while preseason sale prices are still in effect.
When you go Bob, you go quality. GoBob Pipe and Steel.
USDA is funding a multi-year $25 million project studying the occurrence of shigatoxin producing E. coli. S-Tech in beef production trying to basically help advance beef safety knowledge to protect human health. Now, S-Tech basically is a whole subset of E. coli cultures. 8 of them are actually focus of this particular research project, or so it's basically being known as the S-Tech 8 Project, and that includes, among others, 015787, the infamous E. coli strain that reared its ugly head in that jack-in-the-box incident from the 1990s that caused several deaths. There are 15 different institutions that are involved. Lead institution, University of Nebraska. Kansas State University is heavily involved. Texas A&M, New Mexico State University. Veterinarian from Mississippi State University, Dr. Dave Smith. One of those that's involved in this project. And he says this is important for both beef cattle producers as well as consumers.
When we look at this whole problem of shigatoxin producing E. coli, and what we know from studying a specific one, S-Tech 0157, is that live cattle that are the source of the organism, our general theme of research has been, well, when and where does it occur, and why does it occur, and what can we do with that information to make it less likely to occur in live cattle?
And Dr. Smith says his end of the project, trying to find ways to reduce E. coli on the live cattle side of things.
A lot of our research is about understanding, well, what are those conditions that favor the organism, either its ability to grow in the GI tract or to survive in the environment, to be picked up by an animal. And so it's understanding those things that let us be able to tell cattlemen, well, these are the things that the industry could do that would reduce the risk for this organism.
Right now, Dr. Smith's research is focused in two areas, how this organism is transferred and development of a feeding program that can help reduce the risk of S-Tech.
Well, we've got two larger studies underway right now. One of them is to ask the question about what's the role of the market cattle, cull beef cows, in contributing organism to the food supply. So we're sampling cattle as they arrive at the abattoir. So we're looking at what organisms come in on their hides. The other study is to look at the role of dietary components. So what about the ration that we feed cattle that might affect it? We already know that cattle that are fed forages are more likely to shed 0157 than from corn-based diets. But when we take corn out and replace it with ethanol byproduct feeds, we increase the risk that cattle shed the organism.
Dr. Dave Smith, veterinarian from Mississippi State University, talking about his part in this multi-year $25 million research project dealing with E. coli in beef cattle. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.